I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Did you know that to sinicize something means to make it more Chinese in character? A sinicized church reflects local identity with its own language and cultural norms. But since 2015, the Chinese Communist Party has used the term to promote state ideology. Eric Berkland of China Partner says the government uses three main strategies. First,
the government stresses a political principle of state over religion kind of a thought, so they want to control religion.
Second, they discourage churches from following the traditional Western model. Third, they shift the church's mindset from being forced to conform to wanting to conform. So pray wisdom for Chinese believers under these pressures.
They always have said to me when we visit them, they always say, Christ is still the head of our church, even though we have to bow or we have to respect the governing authorities that God has placed over us.
Then military veterans and first responders face battles long after their time in uniform. PTSD, suicidal thoughts, broken relationships, and lost purpose. Warrior Set Free offers real hope. Their three-day Warriors Battle Retreats help men confront the past and walk in biblical freedom. Steve Prince, director of Warrior Set Free, says,
we focus on our acronym TRIP. It's truth, relationships, identity, and purpose is the map for the weekend. And the reason we call it the battle is because we're training them up to win life's battles. The war has been won. Jesus has conquered everything, but we have battles to fight to live this life victorious.
Pray Christ's hope for the veterans and first responders in your life. There's links to sign up for a Warriors Battle Retreat with Warriors Set Free at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.